의라에서
Today's Amud is Sukkah Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, second line from the top, by the words Darish Mereimar. So says the Gemara, Darish Mereimar, Mereimar Darshant, he said in Hani Yusur Yasa de Surah, these bundles of Surah, they were bundles of reeds that were bundled together in order to sell. So the halacha is Misakhin Bu, you're allowed to use them for Schach, it grows in the ground, it's not Mekabel Tomo, so you could use these reeds for Schach. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is like this: Afal gav da'agdan, even though they're bundled, and we said that there's a gzeira oitzer, that you're not allowed to use bundles for schach. These bundles you're allowed to use. Why? Because l'minyana ba'alma hu da'agdan. They're only bundled in order to make it easier to sell. They were sold by the number, so you had bundles of 20, bundles of 10, bundles of 30, whatever it is. And well, I guess it has to be at least 25 l'fitaisis, but whatever it was bundles of certain numbers, and it was just bundled for the sake of selling. It wasn't bundled because it's easy to make it easier to carry, to make it easier to dry out. It wasn't bundled l'shem bundling. It was just bundled l'shem the minion to sell it, and therefore that's not considered a bundle, and therefore you're allowed to use that as schach. Amar Rabbi Abba said a similar chiddush that Hanit Srifed Urbani, these huts of these bird catchers, the bird catchers, they didn't want the birds to see them. So they would make these huts out of willow branches. And the way it looked, it was like a dome. Imagine an upside down bowl. And it was tied on the top. It was tied to all these individual pieces of willow. It was tied together on the top of the bowl, on the top of the dome. And then also on the bottom, where it was spread out, again, like an upside down bowl, the bird catcher would take some reed, I guess, and he would weave in and out in between the different pieces of the willow branches. And then he would tie it together. When he got to the end, he would tie it together. So it comes out, it was tied by two places. It was tied by the top, and then it was also tied on the bottom after it was woven together. So now said Rabbi Abba, then Hani Tzrifidurbani, these birdcatcher huts, Kevan Shehutra Rashay Ma'adanim Shalahen, as soon as he unties the top of it, once he unties the top, so then the halacha is Ksheir in their kasha for Schach. Now, fact the Gemara, v'ha'agide mitatoi. Why is that kosher? L'chayre, it's still a bundle. It's bundled. It's tied together on the bottom. So l'chayre, that should still make it like a bundle, and it should still be part of gzeiras aitzer that you can't use it. So says the Gemara to terutzim. Amr papa d'shari luhu einachanami. We're talking about where you untied the bottom tie also, so it's not tied at all. It's not tied on the top, and you untied the bottom. And from Rashi, it's mashma that the chiddush in this is that even though it's still woven together on the bottom, so it's still somewhat stuck together, being that you untied it, so therefore it's not part of the Gzeiras Aitzer. Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, he said the different teretz, that afilu tema delo yishari luhu, it could even be that you didn't untie the bottom knot. However, it's still mutter, because kol eged she'enu asu l'tatuloi lo yishmei eged. The halacha is that if you have something which is not bound together for the sake of transporting it, for carrying it, in fact over here, even though it's woven, it's tied together on the bottom, if you would try to hold it like that, all the pieces would come falling, would fall apart, so therefore loishmei eged, that's not considered an eged. For it to be considered an eged, lenin gzeiras aitzer, it has to be tied on both ends, or tied in the middle, has to be tied in a way that when you pick it up, it won't all come falling out. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Abba Amar Shmuel, Yurakish Amru Chachamim Adam Yaitze Behen Yedei Chayvasai BaPesach. The halacha is that all the different vegetables that Chazal said that you're allowed to be Yaitze your mitzvah of Mar on Pesach. So this is the second time now we're mentioning Mar. We mentioned the Naman Aleph Mar. That was as a side topic. Now we're actually mentioning Mar L'Inyan Schach. The halacha is that all types of Mar that a person could use, all types of vegetables that a person could use to be Yaitze his mitzvah of Mar on Pesach. So the leaves of these vegetables, or think romaine lettuce. So the halacha is these vegetables, or the leaves of these vegetables, mevi'en es atuma. The halacha is that they could be an oil. The halacha is, I believe we've mentioned, is that if you have a tent over a mace, so then anything else that's under that tent becomes tamei. That's called mevi'en es atuma. Mevi'en es atuma means it could be an oil. So the halacha is these leaves, or romaine lettuce, that's material that could be an oil. If you have that on top of a mace, I guess a lot of it, so that could bring tumah, means it will bring tumah to anything else that's also underneath that oil. Now, generally speaking, the halacha is that when you have an oil, it, in one hand, it's a chumrah, it's mevien es hatumah, it makes everything else that's underneath that oil tameh. On the other hand, an oil also provides a kula. An oil also makes it that if you have something, let's say, directly on top of the mace, so normally the tumah will shoot up and it'll be metame that thing. If you have an oil that separates the tahar kli from the mace, so then the oil is chaytzeitz bepnei hatumah. It makes it that the kli that's on top is not mekabel tumah. That's generally by an oil. However, said Rabbi Abba Mar Shmuel that although this is an oil and it's mevien es hatumah, ve'ein chaytzeitz bepnei hatumah. It's not chaytzeitz, which means if you have a kli on top of this lettuce, directly on top of the mace, even though this oil is technically separating the two, the halacha is that the oil, this type of oil that's made from one of these leaves, it's not chaytzeitz, and the kli on top will become tameh. Now the Gemara will explain shortly why that is. L'chayra, if it's an oil, so then it should be chaytzeitz. So why isn't it chaytzeitz? It must be it's a din d'rabbanan, which the Gemara will explain shortly why. And another halacha about these leaves, said Rav Abba Mar Shmuel, is upaislin basukka mishum avir. That the halacha is that if you use it as schach in your sukkah, so for sure it's possible because it's mekabel tumah, it's a vegetable. Vegetables are mekabel tumah, food is mekabel tumah, and therefore it would be possible for schach. But Rav Abba Mar Shmuel, he said that not only is it possible, but it's considered like avir, which is more chamer than schach pasul. Schach pasul only passes a sukkah if you have four tfachim of it. Avir passes a sukkah with just three tfachim. This, these vegetables, these leaves, it's considered like avir. It's considered like it's not existent. It's considered like it's not even there. So says the Gemara Mai Taima, why do we view this like it's avir? And we see that it has two nafkaminas, and that which we view it like it's avir. First of all, the fact that we'll say it's pasul for schach mishum avir, and also that's the Gemara saying that that's why it's ein chaytzitzim efnei atumah. The reason why when you have a kli directly on top of this oil, the reason why it's not chaytzeitz midrabanan is because midrabanan we view it as avir. The question is my taima. Why is it that we view it midrabanan as avir? So says the Gemara, kaven dilchi yavshi parchi v'nafli, since eventually it will dry out and it will just crumble, so kemandil isna'udami. So Chazal said midrabanan we should view it like it's not there. Now we're not going to say that lakula, avad if you have this on top of a mace, it will still be mevien es hatumah, it will still act like an oil to be metame other things that are under this oil as well, because midaraisa it is an oil. Right now it's not dried out. Right now it's not crumbling apart. So midaraisa it is an oil. Avada, we're not going to be makel because of this. We're not going to be makel on the din daraisa, but because of the fact that eventually it will dry out and crumble apart, so midarabanan they said to view it as if it's non-existent, and therefore a kli directly on top of this, on top of a mace, it will become tame. It's not chaytzeitz b'fnei atoma. And also when it comes to schach of a sukkah, we view it like it's avir. We don't give it the cool of schach pasul, we give it the chumers of avir as if it's not even existent. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'am Rabbi Abba, Am Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav Huna, Habaitzer legas ein lo yadois. So the halacha is like this. We mentioned just now that food is mekabel tumah. Food is mekabel tumah, and besides the nafkamina and hilchos tumah, the nafkamina in our mesechta is the fact that then you cannot use it as schach. Anything that's mekabel tumah, you can't use as schach. So food is mekabel tumah, and you can't use it as schach. The question is, what happens with the stems of food? What's the halacha when it comes to the stems? So the halacha by stems is that even though it's not roi la'achila, so mitzad atzmai, it should not be mekabel. It's not roi lachila, so it's not mekabel tumah. It's not a food. But the halacha is that if a person wants the stem there, it helps him when that the stem is there. Let's say he picks some grapes and he wants to eat them. So the stems are very helpful for carrying the grapes. It's very helpful for them for putting it around. And therefore, the halacha is when you want the stem there, when the stem is helpful for you, so then the halacha is that the stem is bottled to the food, and even the stem is mekabel tumah. So again, besides the chos tumah v'tayra, it will be not in Hilchos Schach, is that the stems will have a din of Schach Pasul. So now says Rabbi Abba Am Rav Huna that Habaitzer Legas, if a person is harvesting, he's harvesting grapes in order to make it into wine, so the halacha is that being that he's harvesting it not to eat the grapes, he's harvesting the grapes in order to make it into wine. Now when you make wine, you don't want there to be stems in your wine. So in this case, he doesn't want the stems. So therefore, Ein Lo Yadayis. The halacha is in such a case, is that we do not view the yadais, the stems, as being bottled to the grapes. Rather, the yadais will be like they are themselves, not in the kabel tumah, because it's not food. It's not roi la'achila. It's not bottled to the food. You don't want it there. And therefore, ein lo yadais means that the yadais, the stems, are not mekabel tumah. So again, so that's Reb Abba Amar Reb Huna's Chiddush, is that if you harvest grapes for the sake of making wine, so the stems are not Mekabel Tuma. Reb Menashe Bar Gada Amar Reb Huna, he said another halacha in the name of Reb Huna, that a kaitzer l'schach, if a person harvests grain in order to use the grain as schach, so now the ikar part of the grain, the kernels, that's going to be roi lechilo and pasul for schach. He's harvesting the grain because he wants to use the psoilas. The psoilas geirin v'yekev. He wants to use the psoilas of the geirin. So he's harvesting the grain for schach. The halacha is ein l'yadais. Here also it does not have yadais. The yadais are not mekabel tuma because he doesn't want the yadais there. He wants to just use the psoilas. And therefore it's not mekabel tuma. Now we'll see soon that this din of Rav Menashe Bar Gada in the name of Rav Huna is a bigger chiddush than Rav Abba. Chiddush in the name of Rav Huna. But when it came to Rav Abba's din, he said that when you harvest grapes to make it into wine, so over there, the stems, it's ein lo yadais. There, it's, you mamish don't want the stems. There, the stems will be harmful for your wine, so it makes sense that ein lo yadais. It makes more sense that ein lo yadais. By over here, when it comes to schach, even if you have some schach that's roi la'achila and that schach pasul mixed into your schach, that doesn't harm you so much. As long as it's a mi'it, so the halacha is that it's beseder. So that's why this here is a bigger chiddush that's ein lo yadais, even though technically the eichel and the stems don't bother you as much, because it's okay to have it in your schach. Still, Rav Menashe Bar Gada said is that ein lo yadais. Still, the ma'isa, it does not have a din of yad, it does not have a din that's it's not mekabel tuma. It will be counted towards your sukkah as the schach kosher. So that's what the Gemara now speaks out. That Manda Amar Kaitzer, the one who says, Rav Menashe Bar Gada, who says that even when you're Kaitzer l'schach in l'yadois, kol shekein baitzer, that all the more so when it comes to when you harvest grain, when you harvest grapes to make wine, all the more so over there in l'yadois, delay nichele, there you mamish don't want the yadois there. Delay nimtze l'chamre, you don't want it to absorb your wine, it's going to ruin your wine. However, Manda Amar baitzer, so it's not the fact that the psoilus is there, it's the fact that it's going to take away some from some of your wine. So therefore, you mamish don't want it there. However, man de amar baitzer, the one who says that when you're habaitzer legas ein lo yadais, so it's dafka by baitzer she ein lo yadais. Avo kaitzer, yesh lo yadais. But it could be he'll argue and he'll say that if you're kaitzer, when you're harvesting grain to make it into schach, so then yesh lo yadais. Why? Because the nichale de lisakach behu. There it could be you even, not just that you, doesn't bother you, there it could be you mamash, you want it to be that there should be some kernels mixed into your schach, ki heichi deloy libadron, because lemaisa, as long as it's a miyit, so it's batul, and you'll even want it, ki heichi deloy libadron, because it'll act as a paperweight, so that your schach doesn't go flying off. If you just have the psoila, so it's very light, a wind could come, blow it all off the sukkah, and therefore you actually want it that there should be a little bit of these kernels, even though it's schach pasul, as long as it's a miyit, it doesn't affect the sukkah, and you'll actually want it there, because then it'll act as a paperweight to keep your schach down, and therefore yesh lo yadais. It could be Rabbi Abba would tell you that a kaitzer l'schach yesh lo yadais. Says the Gemara, name of Rabbi Menashe Bar Gada tonight. So it seems like besides the fact that Rabbi Menashe Bar Gada's chiddush in the name of Rav Huna, that a kaitzer l'schach yesh lo yadais, besides the fact that Rabbi Abba might not agree with it, who's just an Amira, it could be it's also really about chlekes tanoim. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that seichei te'enim u'behen te'enim, if a person takes fig branches, and on the fig branches, there's also some figs. Parkilev u'behen anavim. A person takes parkili vines, and there's some grapes on it. Or kashen u'behen shibolim. He takes some straw, and there's some kernels on it. Machbedois u'behen tamarim. He takes some date branches, and there's also some dates on it. The halacha is kulon, impsailas meruba ala eichlin. As long as you have more of the kashen, or more of the psailas than the eichel, so ksheira, so the schach is kosher, the sukkah is kshera, v'im lav, and if not, so then psula, so then the sukkah is pasul. Achera maimrim, Acherim say that it's not just enough that you have more psoilas than the eichel. Rather, it's achu kashin merubin al hayadais ve'al ha'eichlin. It needs to be that your psoilas is more than the yadais with the eichlin. Meaning the Tanakama holds that the yadais go together with the psoilas. The psoilas and the yadais go together. Ein lo yadais. He holds ein lo yadais, and therefore it's the yadais are not mekabel tuma, and they get measured together with the psoilas. So as long as that psoilas is more than the food, the sukkah is kosher. However, Achirim argue, they say Yeshlo Yadais. They say that it needs to be that the Kashin, that the Psoiles, is greater than the Yadais and the Eichlin. Clearly, the Achirim hold that the Yadais are Mekabel Tuma, and therefore it gets measured together with the Eichlin. So, seemingly, it's a Machlekes here, whether or not Yeshlo Yadais or Ein Lo Yadais. So, my lab, Hakamifigli, the Mar Saver Yeshlo Yadais, the Mar Saver Ein Lan Yadais. The Tanakama holds that Ein Lan Yadais, and Achirim hold Yeshlo Han Yadais. So, that's Mamish, this din of Rav Menashe Bar Gada, who said in the name of Rav Huna that Akaitzer L'Schach Ein Lo Yadais, it seems to be whether that din is telling this Machlekes Tanoim. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Vadai Tanahi. According to Rabbi Abba, who we wanted to say that according to Rabbi Abba, HaKaitzer L'Schach is Yeshlo Yadais, so then for sure this is subject to a Machlekes Tanayim. For sure there's definitely a Tana that holds Ein Lan Yadais. The Tanakama clearly holds that it does not have a Dinyad. However, says the Gemara, Rabbi Menashe Bar Gada, Milema Tanahi, are we forced to say that it's a Machlekes Tanayim according to Menashe Bar Gada? It could be that even Achirim hold that really Ein lahad yadais. Amar lachar Rav Menashe, the kuli amas avriya kaitzel l'schach ein lahadais. Really, I'll tell you that everybody holds there's no din yad. A yad is not mekabel tuma. Ah, so why did Achirim say that the yadais can measure together with the eicho? Says the Gemara, v'achav b'maik askin. And here, what are we dealing with? Kugain shekaitzitzon la'achila v'nimlach alayin l'sikuch. Here we're talking about a case where first he harvested the grain for the purpose of eating. Now, when you harvest something for food, so then the din is yeshlan yadais, because the stems make it easier to transport. So first this person, he cut it, he harvested the grain in order la'achila. And that's why Achirim say that's yeshlan yadais. We're just talking about a case where v'nimlach alayhin l'sikach. The Tanakama holds that l'maisa, this case is ein lan yadais, because we're discussing a case where he changed his mind. The person originally harvested the grain in order to eat it, and then he changed his mind. And so the machlekas Tanakama and Achirim is whether or not we allow this person to change his mind. The Tanakama holds we allow him to change his mind. And memelo, the halacha is ein lan yadais, because now it's schach, so it's ein lan yadais. And Achirim hold that we don't listen to the fact that he changed his mind. Once he already decided that he's eating it, so now it's a din that it has yadais. But really, it could be everybody would agree that if he originally harvested the grain in order to use the schach, that's ein lahan yadais. So therefore, according to Menashe Bar Gada, we're not forced to say it's a machlekes tanayim. Really, it could be everybody holds a kaitzel schach ein lahan yadais. Here, we're talking about a specific case where he first cut it to eat it. Well, frak the Gemara, ikaitza l'achila, if we're discussing a case where he originally harvested it in order to eat it, so my tamayu the Rabbanan. So how could the Rabbanan say that because you changed your mind, so now it's ein lahan yad? That's ein lahan yad. V'chi tema kasavi Rabbanan keva de nimlach alein l'sikuch bat l'lemach shaftoi. Maybe you'll tell me that the Rabbanan say that once he changes his mind, so now we ignore his original machshava that he had in mind to eat it gets ignored now that he changed his mind, but says the Gemara that that's not true. Omi batla le machshava b'hachi. Can he use a machshava to be mevatel a machshava? Can a machshava be mevatel a machshava? But now, but we learned in a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah says that kol akalim yardin lidei tuma b'machshava. That all kalim they get a din of tuma b'machshava. We'll explain that means in a moment. Vein oilim mitumasan ela b'shinui ma'isa. But you can only then revert it back to its tyra b'shinui ma'isa. So the case is like this: if you have a piece of leather, so generally speaking, menastam. If you have a piece of leather, what you would do with it is you would make it into a shoe. You shape it, you cut it, and you make it into a shoe. Now, technically, as is, a piece of leather could be used as a table. So now, the halacha is, if you have this leather, and again, minastam, you're going to be making it into a shoe, so right now it's not makabel tuma, right now it's not a kli, but then b'machshava, you decide, you know what, I'm just going to keep it as is. I'm going to leave it, I'm going to use it as a table. So the halacha is kol ha-kelim yardin lidei tuma b'machshava. That kelim could be makabel tuma b'machshava. That machshava that a person has, that he wants to keep this leather as is and use it as a table, that makes it, and now it's a kli. Now it's a kli, now it's a table. But mele it's mekabel tuma. Let's say the person then says, know what? I'm going to change my mind. I want to now make it into a shoe. The halacha is no, you can't use the machshava to be mevatel a machshava. That does not make it that now it's tar, because now it's on its way to becoming a shoe, and mele it's not yet into that, it's not yet that kli. Vein oilin mutumasan, it doesn't stop in mekabel tuma, ela b'shinui maisa. You have to do a shinui maisa.
Maisa. You have to start cutting it up or shaping it in a way that it's not yet a kli, it's not yet a shoe, but at the same time you did a shinui Maisa to show that it's no longer a table. You mamish started making it into a shoe. So it becomes tami b'machshava. It doesn't then change back into its tire state unless you do a shinui maisa. Sha maisa maitzi midei maisa miyad machshava. Maisa could change something that you did originally b'maisa or that you did b'machshava. However, machshava einu maitzia loy miyad maisa v'loy miyad machshava. But a machshava can't undo a previous maisa, and in yanenu, a machshava can't undo a previous machshava. And then therefore, back to Arasugya, it can't be that the case is talking about a case where the person was kaitzer the schach originally for eating it, and then he changed his mind to use it as schach. Because if that's the case, so how could the Tanakama say that it's ein layad? The halacha is once you had a machshava that it should be la'achilo, so now it's yesh layad. Just having a machshava now that no, I want to use it now for schach, that shouldn't be enough to now take off the din yad from the grain. V'chi tema, says the Gemara, hani mili kelim dechashivi, maybe that rule that a machshava can't undo a machshava, maybe that's only by kelim, like in this the case of the leather. By actual real chashav a kelim, so being that you had a machshava, now it's mekabel tuma, so being that the kli is chashav, you can't undo that with just a machshava. Avol yada is still a tzairich achila ninu, but yada is, which is not really a kli. It's not itself, it's a nothing. It's just because it's a tzairich achila, so then maybe machshava nasis of machshava salka. So maybe maybe you could use a machshava. Maybe then when it comes to yadais, a machshava could undo a previous machshava, and that's the pshat in the Tanakamo. However, says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that no, it's not true that even by yadais, a machshava can't undo a machshava. But not like, because we learned in a Mishnah in Uksin, that kol yadais ha'eichlan, when it comes to yadais of eichlan, so that minastam, Eichlin food, it has a din yad. So when it comes to the yadas of Eichlin that they do have a din yad, they're mekabel tuma. So if you crushed it in the geirin, if you did a big maisa, you crushed it, so then tahira, then it stops being a yad. It's only if you crush it and you show that you don't want it la'achila anymore, so then it stops being a yad. So what do you see? You see, it's only if you do a big maisa. You see, even when it comes to yadas, it's not enough to have a machshava. You need to do a maisa. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Alaman Da Amar Bisasan is Hitiragudan. It makes sense if you say that when the Mishnah says Bisasan, it doesn't mean that you crushed it. It means that you just, all you did was you untied it. You were Hitiragudan. You don't meaning to say that you don't really need such a big Maisa. You're not even doing anything to the yad itself. All you're doing is just untying it. So that's like the equivalent of a Machshava. So then Shapir, so then Enechanami, then you have a Raya from here Faker. Then you have a Raya from here that when it comes to Yadais, a Machshava could undo a previous Machshava. You see, you don't need such a chashav a maisa. Elamanda amar my bisasan mamish. But if you say that bisasan means bisasan mamish, it means that you mamish you broke the stems. So then my ikalamemar. You see, even when it comes to yadais, you need to do a chashav. You need to do a big maisa. So it's again a cash on the Tanakama. How could changing your mind to now use it as chach work? Even when it comes to yadais, we see that the machshava can't undo a previous machshava. So says the Gemara, Hachinami Shabbisasan Mamish. Here too by the case of the Schach, we're talking about Shabbisasan. We're not talking about where the person just changed his mind. He was kaitzer the Schach originally La'achila. That's why Achirim hold that it's Yeshul Yadois. The Tanakama holds that, and we're talking about the case where then afterwards he crushed it, and therefore the Tanakama holds, and now it's Ein Lo Yad. Well, frak the Gemari, hachi, if we're talking about Shabbisasan, so then my tamayo da achirim. So why do achirim still hold that it's yesh liyad by the case of the schach? And they say that it gets measured together with the food. So says the Gemara, da amir kreb yaisi, because they say the kreb yaisi, who's schelik on that din of the Mishnah Nuksen. That now we learned in that Mishnah Nuksen, that Rabbi Yaisi metame, that even though kol yadasa eichlan Shabbisasan begayren, we said the halacha is tahiris, Rabbi Yaisi is schelik, Rabbi Yaisi says that even if you're a business son, the halacha is that it's still yesh lo yad, he holds that it is still tameh. Well, frak the Gemara, hi mai, that still doesn't make any sense. Bishlama hasam, it makes sense over there, in that Mishnah Uksin, that Rabbi Yaisi is chaylik, and he says that it's mekabel tuma, that it's yeshul yad. Time with Rabbi Yaisi, the reason for Rabbi Yaisi, that he holds that it's still a yad, even after you crushed it, is because the maisa, there is still a tachlis in that yad. Because it's chazi, it still has some sort of use. Look at Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, the Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, hefter, because the ma'isa, now that it has the stem, even though it's somewhat crushed, but the ma'isa, now that it has a stem, it will make it much easier to now take a pitchfork when you want to flip over the grains, and it'll be much easier to flip it over because it has these stems. Elahacha, but when it comes to schach, lamaichazia, this stem that you crushed, so what's it good for? Why is it? Why would Rabbi Yossi hold me, and really by us Achirim, why would Achirim hold that even if you were a business owner, that it's still Yesh Lo Yad? When it came to the Tfuah, when it came to that Mishnah and Uksin, it was for a specific reason, because there was still a Tachlis, even after business owner, there's still a Tachlis in the stem. But when it comes to Schach, what's the Tachlis in the stem? So it says the Gemara, Chazia l'chisasar l'minka l'hu bigilayu. It has a tachlis even by schach, because now when you want to take the schach off your sukkah, you could grab it by these stems, which make it easier to grab them and take it off. So even by schach, it has a tachlis. So therefore, we're coming out that this machlaikas acherim in the Tanakhama about a kaitzer l'schach, whether or not it has a yad or not, is not necessarily subject to a machlokes about general hakaitzer l'schach, whether or not there's the yad. It could be everybody holds there is a yad. Over here, sorry, that there's no yad. Over here, we're talking about a case where you originally were kaitzer it to eat it. That's why, at that stage, for sure, everybody holds that there is a din yad. Then the person changed his mind. He wanted to use it for schach. Not only did he change his mind, he even did a maisa to crush it. So then, the Tanakhama holds, being that you were bisasan, now it no longer has a dinyad, and Achirim holds that even though you were a business on, it still has a dinyad and it still has a tachlis, because you can now, it will be easier still to take it off of your sukkah. That's not enough, and it still has a dinyad. That's the machlekes Achirim in the Tanakhama.